This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Fish versus farmers. This battle has been waged for years in Northern California. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom has put his thumb on the scale for farmers. He signed an executive order this week that would hold back water from flowing from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta into the San Francisco Bay. That water would instead stay in a couple of reservoirs and be used for farming and for us here in Southern California. But less water flow means that baby salmon have a tough time making it to the bay, and many could die. And also, the Delta smelt would face difficulties. All this has angered environmentalists who say Newsom's order could do irreparable damage to these delicate ecosystems. Here with the details is Alistair Bland. He is a water reporter for Cal Matters. Welcome to Press Play.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, so explain this order that the governor signed and why did he do it this week?
I would hate to speculate why he did it, but it is worth noting that the state received a lot of criticism last month when we had large storms and a relatively large amount of water went out to the ocean, and not all of it, or a very, very small percentage of it actually was captured in reservoirs. Mm-hmm. So this month, just yesterday, the governor suspended two environmental laws, which in turn allows the state water board to waive rules on how much water has to flow through the Delta. And this could result in more water stored in reservoirs and diverted out of the Delta pumps.
Uh-huh. So farmers have been wanting this for a long time. Are they happy?
Yes, this brings relief to farmers. During the drought years, they have received very little surface water in recent years, and they've relied heavily on groundwater. This is relieving for farmers.
Yeah, I know. When you drive up from here to Northern California, you frequently see signs along the side of the interstate basically complaining that the governor and the government in Sacramento favors smelt over farmers. And so can you talk about the backstory of this, like why there are these rules in the first place, these laws in the first place that the governor seems to be overriding with this executive order?
Yes, these laws are aimed at protecting the Delta estuary, which is the confluence of the Sacramento River and the San Joaquin River, and for the estuary to function like it has for a long, long time, the water has to go all the way through the estuary and into the bay. To some parties, this looks like wasted water. Environmentalists see this as functional water, and that's the conflict.
And functional for these particular fish, the salmon and the Delta smelt?
Yes, the water flowing down the rivers through the estuary and into the bay where it mixes with salty water. This helps young salmon that are migrating from their birthplaces toward the ocean. It helps them get to the ocean.
And what about the smelt?
The smelt aren't necessarily trying to get anywhere, but the water, the fresh water that flows through the Delta, it creates the habitat that they've evolved to live in. And so when you reduce this flow of fresh water, salty water from the bay encroaches further into the Delta, and this disrupts the salinity of the water that they live in, and this can harm smelt.
So the Endangered Species Act actually protects these animals, right?
Yes, the Delta smelt is endangered, and so is the winter run Chinook.
So how can the governor then do this if there are laws in place that say how much water needs to flow to protect these fish? How can he then say, you know what, we're not going to have as much water flow now?
This order suspends a couple of key water code sections. One of them, water code section 13247, essentially requires that water regulators follow the law. And by suspending that code, that in effect means that water regulators can now waive the rules.
Hmm. So the reaction is what on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of fury on the part of environmentalists?
Seems to be about a 7.5.
Oh boy. Okay. So they're really angry. And do they see this as catastrophic for these fish?
Delta smelt and winter run Chinook salmon are very close to extinction. An action like this at a time like this is seen as only harmful to these fish.
All right. And So the farmers, do they have a legitimate argument that this is a really big industry for the state and they've been battered by the never-ending drought and that they need this water now? It's crucial for their livelihood and the state's livelihood?
Certainly, many individual farmers have suffered through years of drought. I spoke with a farmer yesterday who said 50% of her family's acreage currently has nothing growing on it because there's just not enough water. And this is the pattern throughout the San Joaquin Valley. It's not 50% fallowing, but it's some percentage of land cannot be farmed when there's no water. So there is an economic impact. On the other hand, as a whole, the farming industry is a massive industry. It's powerful, lots of money. Almond acreage is at an all-time high. It's a very valuable crop. And native fish species, including winter run Chinook, are almost extinct.
Right. And the farming industry as a whole uses 80% of the state's water, as is, right?
Yes, 80% of the water that's called developed water, that's diverted out of the rivers. Yes, they use 80%.
All right. So is this a done deal?
It's not clear yet how the state water board is going to respond. So no, I wouldn't say it's a done deal yet.
So they could still say, okay, yes, we're allowed to do this, but we're going to decline to do this.
They could. However, as of yesterday, flows through the Delta were 18,000 cubic feet per second. The current regulations state that right now, 29,200 cubic feet per second are supposed to be going through the Delta. So right now, as of yesterday, 60% of the Delta flows were moving all the way to the Bay. Hmm. So they're not enforcing the law right now.
Alistair Bland, water reporter for Cal Matters. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, an in-depth report on one homeless encampment in Brentwood where homeless veterans lived.
You can get better and you can go back to your normal life. It's worked out for me great, and that's why I come out here and try to work with these guys because I want the same thing for them.
That's next on Press Play.